adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he's in closer.
This way, Pancho, Pablo.
The Cisco Kid. The Cisco Kid in our exciting story, Senor Bullfrog. In the year 1848, a man named George Angel found gold in a creek near the Stanislaus River in California's Sierra Nevada Mountains. The town of Angel's Camp grew with astonishing speed, and from 1849 until close to the turn of the century, yielded countless fortunes. And it was in the Angel's Camp of those days that the Cisco Kid and his faithful partner, Pancho, nearly had their last adventure. As our story opens, it's the spring of the year, the time of day, late afternoon. A big nugget cafe on Finnegan's Lane is jammed with miners. Behind the counter, a big weasel-faced man waits on the customers and takes his pay in gold dust.
Well, Ba, you like working behind that counter, Peck.
I like it all right.
You sure ought to.
What do you mean?
I've been watching you. Every time you take a pinch of gold dust, you let a little of it drop into that pan of dirty water under the counter.
Shut up, you fool.
Oh, it's all right, Peck. I'm your partner.
Shut up, I said. Here comes the sheriff.
Evening, Sheriff.
Evening. Your name's Thomas, ain't it?
That's right. Peck Thomas.
Thought so. Yeah. Take the pay out of this poke of mine. I had the beefsteak supper.
All right, Sheriff.
You ain't been around here long, have you?
Yeah, about a month.
You're lucky to get this job working for Sam Crowder. Mighty square fella, Sam.
He's all right.
Say, ain't that a pretty big pinch of gold dust you're taking?
Well, if you think so, I'll put a little of it back. There.
What's trouble, Sheriff?
Well, the sheriff figured I was taking too much dust, Mr. Crowder, so I put a little of it back.
Be careful about that, Peck. I've had that complaint about you before. We only charge a fair price.
All right, I know what I'm doing.
Well, that'll do. Well, Sheriff, how's things with you?
Yeah, first off, we may have trouble with Angel Creek. All the melting snow is causing it to rise fast. Then I hear that blasted Cisco Kid's riding this way from Yankee Hill.
Well, I'm acquainted with Cisco, some. Thought he was all right.
Well, I ain't one of them that thinks so. Finally, the Mariposa Sheriff comes to Angel's Camp.
He's going to stake out a claim, too?
No, he's coming up here after an armory that killed somebody in Mariposa a month or so ago. I'm expecting him to get here before dark. Yeah. Now I got to be going, Sam.
Well, I'm going home for a while. I'll walk along with you.
Yeah, it means I'll have to help find that killer. If I ain't got enough...
Hey, Nate, come here.
Eh? Well, what's the matter, Pike?
Plenty. The Mariposa Sheriff's coming up here after me. I gotta get him before he gets me.
I'll help you, Peck. I'm your partner.
Then hustle to the corral and saddle our horses. After that, go to the cabin, get my rifle and ammunition. Maybe there'll be time to ride to Albany Flat and Dry Gulch the sheriff out there.
To search for a drink of water, Cisco.
Yeah, there's a spring just ahead of us, Pancho. You can stop there.
You're not thirsty?
No, Chico.
No.
Well, here's the spring. I'll ride to the next bend in the trail and wait for you.
Hold on.
The view from there is very fine.
Pancho, that chili con carne at Toodle Town. Very hot chili. Very hot chili. Make Pancho thirsty. Hey, it's good water. Good cold water. What? The big bullfrog. It's been a long time since Pancho held the pet. Pancho do that too. How'd you like to come with Pancho, huh? Pancho be good to you, bullfrog. Pancho like to head you for his pet. Let Pancho get you, bullfrog. Let Pancho. So, Pancho got you. He's a big bullfrog. It made his system at once Pancho to have you for a threat. Pancho, yes. And Pancho put you on top of Pancho's head, under Pancho's umbrella, like this.
Pancho!
Yes, Cisco!
There's
the goal, amigo. Yes, Cisco. Goal, amigo. No, little bullfrog. Not jump around like that in Pancho's head. You're not going to Pancho's umbrella.
That must have been a big drink of water you took, Pancho. Up, Diablo, come on.
Pancho likes to drink the water slowly.
What was that noise, Chico?
Noise, Chico?
Si, Pancho, noise. Santos, what is the matter with your sombrero? He's jumping up and down on your head.
Easy, trick, Chico. Pancho make his scalp move, too.
Is that so?
Si, that's so.
Then your scalp must be on springs. Stop your horse, amigo. Hold up, hold. All right, now, Pancho, take off your sombrero.
Chico, but...
Dragon, you see, said. That shooting came from up ahead of us, Pancho. Come on, up, Diablo.
Go, go. Pancho shooting from the back, can you see, go?
Good day, Pancho. But the senor's voice was nearer than that, and... Hold up,
hold up, hold up,
He's lying on the ground.
Pancho, he bad hurt, Cisco. He wounded, Cisco?
He's dead, amigo.
Some bandidos get him.
Oh! Shot sounded in this direction, boys, and... Well, by thunder. Throw up your hands, you two. Keep them covered, boys. Too bad I didn't start out to meet the sheriff a little sooner.
But you, the sheriff...
Yeah, around here I am. He's sheriff from down Mariposa way. You're the Cisco kid, huh?
Si, sheriff. And we know nothing about this shooting.
Now look in your gun. These guns are fully loaded.
Look at me compañero's guns.
Yeah, these are loaded. Now look at the sheriff's guns. Two shots on these. The other shots there, it was rifle shots.
Exactly. And neither Pancho nor I carry a rifle. It should be plain to you now, Señor Sheriff. The dry gulchers used the rifle, and this sheriff fired back with his revolver.
Cisco and Pancho not do this.
Well, I... Say... Oh, what's that sombrero of yours are doing?
That's just what I want to know, Sheriff. Off with the sombrero, Pancho, or no argument.
Si, Pancho, take off the sombrero.
I might have known.
Does this hombre go around with bullfrog sitting on his head?
Well, no, not as a rule, Sheriff.
Pancho, when he keeps saying your bullfrog is a pet.
Very well, Pancho.
You two can go, but watch your step, you understand?
Si, Sheriff. Come on, Pancho.
Pancho, put on Pancho's sombrero again.
Suppose anybody got wise, Peck?
No. Sam went home before I left here. I got his boy to take the counter for me. Told the boy I was going to look over a piece of ground on my claim.
You sure finished off that Mariposa, Sheriff.
Now, I had to save my own neck.
Every table is taken, Pancho. Who will be standing up at the counter?
Pancho, hungry enough to be standing on the head.
That's a Cisco kid.
Whatever. Now, keep quiet, Nate.
Yeah, let us see what is on the bill of fare.
Pancho doesn't care about that. Pancho takes everything.
Oh, come, Chico. You are not as hungry as that.
All right, make up your mind.
Is there any hurry, hombre?
This is my rush hour, mister. I wait on these hombres over here.
Now, how would he get fresh mud on those boots working behind that counter?
Pancho not know, Chico, but Pancho think the bullfrog not like it in Pancho's pocket. He needs some air.
That bullfrog is all right for now. Well, that was Senor Crowder who just came in. I'll be right back, Pancho, after I say hello to him.
Bullfrog needs some air. Pancho put him on the counter just for a minute.
You're mighty nice to see you again, Cisco. Hey, you. Get that frog off the counter.
See, Pancho, pick up the black. Not your drum, Pancho. Don't you nut.
Pancho, blast it all. He landed right in a pan of water.
Pancho, catch him. And Pancho, come behind the counter.
Frog splashed all the water out of the pan.
Look at that gold dust in the pan. So that was your game, Peck. To fleece me and the customer.
That confounded...
Pancho,
kick him. Pancho.
Get rid of that, hombre. Help him, Peck.
You are looking for trouble, hombre. You can have it at plenty.
You're fired, Peck. You hear me? You're fired.
I'll get you for this, Crowder.
Pancho, I can find the bullfrog.
Stop crawling on the floor, Pancho.
Not in there. Get out from under my feet.
Oh, I got you. Let's go. Come on, Nate. Get out of here.
Help. Come here, Peck.
I come to Cisco, you and your partner are going to jail for this.
Now, just a moment, Señor Sheriff.
I'll explain this, Sheriff. Explain nothing. Cisco's a blasted troublemaker, and you can't tell me otherwise. Grab these two boys. They're going into my hoot scout.
Thick-headed fool hadn't put that frog on the counter.
Well, get to your hombre, Peck.
Don't worry. I mean to get him. And Cisco, too. After I get Crowder.
I got an idea, Peck. You better get Cisco first. He's bad.
Well?
Angel Crick's mighty high when the deal's down the holler just over the bank.
What good'll that do us? Crick won't come over to banks.
It will, after a little work with a pick and shovel.
By thunder, you got more brains than I thought you had, mate.
Sure I have.
Come on. We'll get a couple of picks and shovels and drown that Cisco kid.
So, here we are in jail on account of a bullfrog, Pancho.
Pancho, sorry, Cisco.
I told you to keep that frog in your pocket.
Pancho, I got him now, Cisco. Pancho, loosen your bullfrog.
Well, I'm angry with you.
Pancho, very sorry, Cisco. Pancho wants Cisco to be mad with Pancho.
The next time, do as I tell you.
Cisco, next time Pancho do like you to... What's that noise? What's that noise?
Someone is digging in the earth.
Pancho got the cell window.
Well, that will do you no good. It's dark outside. Also, the work is going on the other side of the jail.
You need the creek, no?
See, so you cannot see whether... Wait, Pancho. Near the creek.
Why'd you say that near the creek, eh?
I would like to know who is there and what they are doing.
Pancho call out and Pancho ask them.
It will do no harm.
What'd you do there, hombre?
You'll find out plain soon.
Can't you hear that voice somewhere, Cisco?
It sounded like the voice of the counterman at the cafe.
He's the one.
If those hombres are making a channel from that creek to here...
Stand back,
Nate. Nate. It's a Nate, Cisco.
You'll remember that name. Hey, Pancho, look. Out there in the jail yard.
He's worthy, Cisco.
See, and more coming every moment.
What they do that for?
Because this jail is down in the hollow. Santos, look at that water rise.
What do we do, Cisco? The sheriff's not here. Nobody here.
You try to bend the cell bars, Cisco, huh?
See, Chico, I'm afraid they will not bend.
Then how we get out?
I do not know, Pancho. But we must get out or be drowned like rats.
And as the waters rise, our friends fight to escape from the jail. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid. Back to the Cisco Kid and our exciting story, Señor Bullfrog. After the bullfrog, which Pancho was keeping for a pet, inadvertently got Cisco and Pancho into a fight in the Big Nugget Cafe at Angel's Camp, the sheriff arrested our friends and threw them into jail. Whereupon the vengeful counterman, Peck Thomas, and his henchmen, under cover of darkness, dug a channel from swollen Angel Creek to the hollow in which the jail had been built. Now, with the water rising...
Hey, Cisco, hurry, Cisco. We ought to come up over the cell floor.
I cannot bend these cell door bars, Pancho.
Try again, Cisco.
Very well. Now,
Pancho think the bar bend a little, Cisco.
Not enough.
But, Cisco, look at the water. Most of the Pancho's knees. The Pancho and the water be drowning, Cisco. The Pancho and the water be drowning.
Pancho, do not lose your head.
The water come up higher, Cisco. Cisco, look.
See, that lantern the sheriff left on the bench out there. The water will put it out in a few moments.
Then we'd be in the dark. It's worse to drown in the dark.
Oh, Pancho, quieto.
That bench gives me an idea.
Brother,
I have a bench in this cell. Lift up this end of the bench, Pancho.
See, Cisco, but what do you...
Do not ask questions. Do what I say.
Bench.
All right, now hold it. So, I want to rip off one of the legs of the bench.
Pancho, hold it.
These legs are good, strong 2x4. Perhaps with one of them...
You did it, Victor.
Perhaps now with this as a lever, we can bend these cell door bars. Now we will see. All right, now put your weight on this, Pancho.
It is.
Now bend.
So, Bobbin, Chico.
See, Chico. What's more, we'll have it both together. All your weight. Now. Now with our hands, we can bend them enough so we can get out.
Quite so glad not to drown, Chico.
Hurry, amigo. Let us get out of here.
How's the sheriff go?
See. Go ahead of me, Pancho, quickly.
Yes, Chico. He's got to open the door. Hold it halfway up.
You have to open it, Pancho. Here, we have our guns.
And Sheriff, leave them on the rock.
Come on, Chico. Let us get outdoors. If water had been higher, I would not be able to open this door. Over this way, Pancho. From the bank, we'll be on high ground, high and dry.
No water for the pier, Chico.
The creek has not overflowed its banks. Those hombres dug a channel. They meant to drown us.
Bandidos.
Bandidos is the word. Perhaps killers, too.
What do you mean, killers, Chico?
That counterman had mud on his boots. Reddish mud, like that at Albany Flats.
Where the other sheriff get shot down?
Si. I'm going to look around the town, Pancho. I want to find that hombre.
Pancho, let you go to the cafe, Chisco.
What for?
Pancho, let you find Senor Bullfrog.
Oh, now, see here, Pancho, at a time like this.
Oh, please, Chisco. Pancho, like Senor Bullfrog. Pancho have the pet for a long time.
Oh, very well. But do not get into more trouble.
You're going right into Sam Crowder's house, Peck?
Sure I am, if he's there.
You mean you're going to kill him tonight?
I don't mean nothing else, Nate. I hate that hombre. He jumped on me once too often when he fired me.
Yeah, I reckon.
Besides, I want that cafe of his. That cafe does an awful big business.
Sure does. But what about Crowder's boy?
Once I put the old man out of the way, I'll get the boy. Now, careful.
No light in the house, Peck.
I know that.
Maybe Crowder's sitting in there in the dark.
No, he ain't.
Come on. Well, how do you know he ain't?
Because I know Crowder's habits. When he gets home, he sits up and reads till all hours.
Well, then maybe he's at the cafe.
Yeah. Yeah, in his office, figuring up today's profits. Come on. We'll cut through Utica Street here.
Say, Peck, that creek runs mighty close behind the cafe.
I'm thinking of that, too. It'll carry Crowder's body down to the Stanislaus River plenty quick.
The cafe closed, no? See, but there's a light the other end of the building. And Pancho go there. See, you're Crowder again. He writes something in the paper. Pancho asked him to come in. Wait, Pancho. Senor Crowder, now that Pancho in, let Cisco there. And Cisco not. Let Pancho go back. Pancho maybe find the window unlocked and go into the cafe and hunt for Senor Bullfrog. Cisco tell Pancho not right to go in the window. Pancho not going to steal. And Pancho going to find Senor Bullfrog. And now we see. We try this window. Yeah, window locked. We try the next window. This way.
Pancho, fat. Pancho, get through the window just.
I have to see the light come from under the door. Not much, though. Pancho, go behind the counter. I'm for Senor Bullfrog.
Senor Bullfrog? Senor Bullfrog? Where'd you go to?
Who's in this cafe?
Shh, Pancho. Not make a sound.
Who is it? That's funny. I could swear I heard somebody in this room. Reckon I must have been making it.
Oh, it was a close call. Pancho, keep your voice down.
See your bullfrog. See your bullfrog.
Uh-oh. Pancho, see somebody at the window.
All clear, Nate. Come on.
I
know. Keep your guns handy, Nate. Just in case.
Right.
Now, come on with me. What? Get your hands up, Crowder.
What's this?
What do you think of that?
He'll find out. Gun with him, Nate.
I sure will.
Pancho, let those bandidos kill the senor.
Pancho, throw something this plate.
Hey, there's somebody here. Watch it, Nate.
Over by the counter.
We'll find out. Come out from behind that counter, you.
Pancho, fight you, hombre. Pancho, fight you with his bare feet.
Hey, it's a fat one, Peck.
Yeah, so I see.
Want me to gun whip him?
Or case?
No, hold it.
He's here. That means the Cisco kid will be coming here for long. We'll get that Cisco when he comes.
Then the three of them will go into that creek together.
Yeah. Good idea, Peck. Good idea.
I'd better get Poncho out of that cafe if he is in there. Ain't see no light.
Poncho. Poncho.
He may have found that bullfrog and left. But where would he go? I'm not sure he's not in there. He may not have been able to get in. I'll try this next window.
Poncho. Poncho.
Well, this
would not look good for the sheriff, but I must find the compañero.
I light a match and look around and perhaps...
Come on, Abe, let's get him. I'll get Cisco for you, Peck. Ah, you fool. I didn't want that noise.
Good thing I dropped to the floor just when I did.
Now we'll fight this out, Bandido. What they want to do, what they're going to do, are not the same. Now for you, Bandido. I should have get you, Cisco. And I will. Put down that knife, put it down. And I'm going to get you right here and now. That is your idea, Bandido. Not quite. Now drop that knife or I'll break your... Ah! Drop it, I say. Yeah, that is better. Now I'll do my best to win this fight with you.
Get the crowd to the office, Cisco. Poncho, go let him free, no?
Hey, do that, Poncho. You badly hurt?
Poncho, no, Cisco.
I'll be with you as soon as I light a match. Get a lamp going. Bueno, I'm glad to hear it.
Hey.
See? Oh, the sheriff.
That's doggone right, it's the sheriff. As soon as I can climb in through this window, I'm putting you under arrest again.
What for this time?
For escaping from jail and then channeling Angel Creek. So as to flood the jail.
Then, your sheriff, listen to me.
You listen to me, sheriff.
See, your clad tells you something, sheriff.
Yes, by thunder, I will. This here Cisco kid just saved my life.
He saved Poncho's life, too.
If he hadn't got here just when he did, why, I heard these two scoundrels on the floor talk about killing me.
Well, now.
Earlier tonight... The Mariposa sheriff was murdered.
That's right.
Now, let me finish, Senior Sheriff. Do you recall what the soil is like out there in Albany Flats?
Well, kind of a reddish adobe like.
Exactly. Now, take a look on the sole of these bandidos' boots.
Say, that's dried adobe. Well, that's that same color.
See, Senor Sheriff.
And my boy told me he took the counter for Peck Thomas here about that time.
Hmm. Well, but what about channeling that water?
If I were you, Senor Sheriff, I would question these two bandidos about that, too.
Cisco and Poncho got nothing to do with that.
Not a thing, Sheriff.
You said it, Cisco. Poncho go hunt for the Senor Bullfrog.
I guess maybe I was wrong about you, Cisco. No, I...
You hear that, Cisco? Senor Bullfrog is here. Poncho find him now.
Look on the shelf, Poncho. Right in front of that big mirror.
Where do you know? Senor Bullfrog look at himself in the glass, no? Chico.
Si, Pancho.
That takes Thomas, the bad bandido.
Si, amigo. He and the other hombre have gone to jail for a long, long time.
That a bad end.
A very bad end. But I understand Peck Thomas started out to be a musician.
He started out to be a musician,
Chico.
Uh-huh. What he played?
Well, he started to study the piano.
Yeah, that's just what Poncho started to study, Chico.
You started to study the piano?
Yeah, I started to study the piano.
Well, that is news to me.
When it comes to practicing the piano, Chico.
Yeah.
Poncho just like the furnace.
Just like a furnace?
See, just like the furnace.
You mean you were on fire with enthusiasm, Poncho?
No, Poncho not mean that.
Then what did you mean by saying you were just like the furnace when you were practicing the piano?
They gotta watch me or I go out.
Oh, Poncho!
Oh, Chico!
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Poncho by Harry Lang.